The Guy Madrigal Festival is an annual festival that aims to raise awareness of First Nations people in the Northern Sydney region. It generally starts on Sorry Day, 26th of May. This is a long festival, goes all the way through to the end of NAIDOC week. So that means the festival is in full swing at the moment. We've already chatted with Jazz Money, whose film Wanangara is going to be screening as part of the festival, along with an In Conversation. Now we're going to be chatting with the mayor of Willoughby, Tanya Taylor. Good morning, Tanya. Thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Good morning, Danny, and thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here talking about the Guy Madrigal Festival, which is now in its 24th year.
24 years, that's fantastic. Great work.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. It's a collaboration through a local organisation and various councils, including Willoughby City Council.
Indeed. How did it all get started?
Well, it was started by a wonderful woman by the name of Susan Moylan Coombs some 24 years ago. Began in 2001 as the Guringai Festival. And Susan is a Woolawoonga and Gurindjai woman who lives on the northern beaches, and she wanted to create local awareness of Aboriginal culture and support truth-telling and reconciliation. So it's grown from a small grassroots initiative to a cross-council collaboration across the northern Sydney region.
And, of course, we mentioned there at the outset that it started on Sorry Day, 26th of May. What have been some of the favourite events and things that have happened at the festival for you thus far?
During Reconciliation Week, so yes, the festival started on Sorry Day and then there was Reconciliation Week, and it actually goes through to NAIDOC Week as well. But during Reconciliation Week, we held a workshop at the Doherty Community Centre with lots of community members that came and talked, and we just had a yarn and talked about what reconciliation might look and what the future of walking side by side with Aboriginal people might look like for the future.
Yeah, it really is. You're doing some excellent work with this, and obviously testament to the importance that you're placing on it, seeing as the festival goes on for so long. I imagine you'd be looking forward to seeing Jazz Money there this Thursday evening during the screening of the film with the In Conversation. Name of the film, of course, Wanangara. Jazz is an absolutely fantastic guest.
Yeah, there's so many events that are happening across our local areas, including in Willoughby, and the film will be a wonderful representation of what the Guy Madrigal Festival is all about, which is truth-telling. And the theme for this year is Legacies for Future Generation, which encourages us all to reflect on what we've been passing on culturally, environmentally and socially.
And indeed, there's really something on every day as part of the festival. Heaps of stuff coming up in the next little while. Now, what's this? Black Douglas is going to be doing a chair activation as part of the festival.
Oh, Black Douglas is amazing. Yes, there's so many different events, as I mentioned. So there's the chair activation by Black Douglas. That we've also got an art exhibition on at the moment, Echoes of Light, Our Connection Through Waterways, which is a beautiful exhibition at the Art Space on the Concourse in Chatswood. So there's lots of workshops. There's an Indigenous painting workshop coming up this week. There's a weaving workshop. There's workshops for kids as well in the school holidays. So there really is something for everyone.
And a lot of really cool stuff there as well. It's not just sort of like you go to different spaces there in the sort of more urban developed areas. There's things like bushwalks, walking country at the Lane Cove River. This is really great stuff.
Absolutely. This, as I said, there's something for everyone. There's music, there's art, there's bushwalks. There's loads of things happening across this festival, which spans almost a month and up until the end of July. So have a look at our website. There's lots of different things happening, and encourage people to get along to the festival.
You've preempted my next question, Tanya, there, sort of saying where can people find out further information at a website, no less. Thank you so much for your time today. Anything else interesting happening there in Willoughby that you'd let us know about while we're lucky enough to have you here on the show?
Oh, Danny, there's always something happening in Willoughby. We've got a fantastic website, Chatswood website, which is our What's On type of thing, so people can go on there. But we do position ourselves as the cultural hub of the North Shore, and obviously with the Concourse as our performing arts precinct, there's always amazing things happening at the Concourse, including Willoughby Symphony Orchestra's concerts. So there's another one coming up in August, actually. I just went to one last yesterday afternoon, which was fabulous. And the Willoughby Symphony is an amazing local institution. And also Willoughby Symphony Choir has a performance coming up as well. And lots of local theatre groups. I know that Pymble Players have a play next week, opening next week at the Zenith Theatre. Agatha Christie play. So there's always something happening in Chatswood. Our mall markets are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday every week. And go along and support our mall, our storeholders there. They're fabulous.
Awesome. Tanya Taylor, thank you so much for joining us here. I know that you're very, very busy today. Were we the first port of call for you today?
Yes, and the last port of call is a council meeting tonight. So never a dull moment in the life of the mayor, I can tell you.
Mayor of Willoughby, Tanya Taylor, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.